Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for TechRise, TR. Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to dive into this deep dive with you today. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. We're breaking down TechRise, a player in the tech hardware industry, to see if it's got the potential to be a cornerstone in your portfolio. Let's unpack what makes this company tick, look at recent developments, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis to figure out where TechRise stands for the long haul. Overview of TechRise. For those who might not be as familiar, TechRise operates in the tech hardware space within the broader technology sector. They're known for producing cutting-edge components that power a range of devices, from consumer electronics to industrial applications. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they've carved out a decent spot in a highly competitive field. Their operations span multiple regions, and they employ thousands of folks worldwide, showing they've got scale. But as we all know, tech is a brutal game. Innovation and execution are everything. So let's see how they've been performing and what's been making waves lately. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest buzz around TechRise, there's been some intriguing chatter. Recent headlines point to a major product launch that's got analysts talking about potential market share gains in a key segment. On the flip side, there's been some criticism around supply chain hiccups that could dent short-term margins. Definitely something to watch. Performance-wise, TechRise has shown mixed results. Over the past month, they've lagged a bit behind their industry peers, but zoom out to the past year, and you'll see a stronger upward trend, outpacing the sector average by a noticeable margin. Over 5 years, they've delivered solid returns, though not without volatility. This tells me they've got resilience, but there are bumps in the road we can't ignore. Let's dig deeper into what's driving this and what it means for you as an investor. SWOT analysis. All right, let's break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep it real with you. There's a lot to like here, but also some red flags we need to address. Strengths. First up, TechRise has a rock-solid financial foundation. Their revenue growth over the past few years, as seen in their income statements, has been consistent, with double-digit increases in key quarters. That's a sign of strong demand for their products. Their gross profit margins are impressive, sitting well above the industry average. This tells me they've got pricing power and aren't just competing on volume, they're making good money on what they sell. Free cash flow is another bright spot. They're generating healthy cash from operations, which gives them flexibility to reinvest in innovation or return value to shareholders through dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield is competitive for the sector, making this a nice pick for income-focused investors. Lastly, their global footprint, as evidenced by revenue breakdowns across regions, shows they're not overly reliant on one market. Diversification like that is a big plus in a volatile world. Weaknesses. Now let's talk about where TechRise is slipping. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to peers. While it's not at crisis levels, it does mean they've got some leverage risk if interest rates climb or if cash flows take a hit. Recent news about supply chain issues is a real concern. If they can't get components on time, production delays could hurt short-term results and frustrate customers. For a tech company, execution is everything, and this is a crack in the armor. Their current ratio and quick ratio, which measure liquidity, are a bit tight. They've got enough to cover short-term obligations, but there's not a lot of wiggle room if something unexpected pops up. Lastly, while they've grown, their net profit margins have been inconsistent. Some quarters show compression, which could signal rising costs or pricing pressure. We'll need to keep an eye on whether this is a trend or a blip. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there's a lot of runway for TechRise. The tech hardware space is evolving fast, and their recent product launch, highlighted in the news, could be a game changer. If they capture even a small chunk of additional market share, that could translate into serious revenue growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts are pricing in some optimism. The average forward PE is lower than the current trailing PE, suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet entry point if the growth story plays out. Industry trends are in their favor too. The sector is seeing strong demand for hardware driven by AI, IoT, and other megatrends. TechRise is well positioned to ride this wave if they play their cards right. Finally, their earnings call transcripts reveal management's focus on expanding into emerging markets. If they execute on this, it could open up new revenue streams and further diversify their geographic exposure. That's the kind of forward thinking I like to see. Now, let's get real about the risks. The tech sector is cutthroat, and competition is fierce. If TechRise doesn't keep innovating, they could lose ground to rivals who are just as hungry. Their R&D spend needs to stay aggressive. Any slowdown here could be a warning sign. Macro headwinds are another issue. Rising costs, whether from inflation or supply chain disruptions, could squeeze margins further. We've already seen hints of this in the news, and it's something to monitor closely. Their beta is on the higher side, meaning the stock is more volatile than the market. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does mean you'll need a strong stomach during market downturns. Lastly, regulatory risks can't be ignored. The tech space is under increasing scrutiny globally, and any new policies around data, trade, or manufacturing could throw a wrench in their plans. It's not an immediate threat, but it's always lurking in the background. Key insights for long-term investors. As we wrap up the SWOT, let's connect the dots. TechRise has a strong core. Revenue growth, healthy cash flows, and a promising product pipeline give it a solid foundation. But those supply chain hiccups and debt levels are nagging issues that could weigh on short-term performance. For the medium term, keep an eye on how they manage costs and whether that new product gains traction. Long-term, though, I'm intrigued by their positioning in a growing industry and their push into new markets. One advanced tidbit for the savvy investors out there. Their ROIC, return on invested capital, is above average for the sector, which signals they're deploying capital efficiently. That's a green flag for sustainable growth if they can maintain it. Conclusion and outlook. So what's the verdict on TechRise? From a long-term perspective, I see a company with real potential to deliver value, provided they navigate their current challenges. The strengths and opportunities outweigh the weaknesses and threats for now, but it's not a slam dunk. If you're considering adding TechRise to your portfolio, think about dollar cost averaging to mitigate some of that volatility and stay updated on their supply chain fixes and product rollout success. We'll keep tracking this stock and others like it here at MarketSnap, so make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. Whether you prefer video, audio, or articles, we've got you covered. And don't forget to check out the detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about TechRise's future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.